很快乐的、很活泼的、很多颜色的那种精神了，要出来啊！在我们画的时候，在我们做事的时候，都把那个生活、把生命力啊、把那个快乐带到这个世界来啊。
Greetings, lovely viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. This week's show features Art Share Los Angeles, a wonderful non-profit organization located in the Arts District of Los Angeles, California, USA. Art Share operates a community-based arts learning center whose goals are to change lives among the area's underprivileged and provide a safe shelter and workplace where both emerging and established local artists can exhibit and perform.
My name is Rocio Diaz. I'm 16 years old, about to turn 17. I love archery because it creates the person I am today. If not without archery, I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Art Share's two-story, nearly 3,000 square meter facility features a visual and ceramic art studio with kiln on the ground floor, an extended art gallery,a 450-person capacity space for dance and theater performances, and an administrative area. The building's second story contains 30 low-rent lofts to support and house artists who qualify for government housing assistance based on income.
Art Share is a community center. It's an art incubator. And what we do is we provide free art classes for low-income teens. Anything from painting to hip-hop dance, ballet, jazz, spoken word, film classes, graffiti art, mosaics. And we recently have a recording studio, so we're teaching kids how to record their own music.
The main programs offered by Art Share include BLAST, or Building Language and Art Skills Together, where professional artists hold free classes to teach at-risk and disadvantaged youth. FACT, or Families and Communities Together, a supportive service that helps reconnect youth and parents. And the Community Artists Exhibitions Program, a platform for artists to present month-long solo and group shows. Attracted by its reputation and benevolent work,Talented artists and visionaries from all walks of life gather at Art Share and use their skills to make constructive contributions to society. Working as Art Share's program director for more than 8 years and executive director for 3, the far-sighted Tracy Kelly continues to make invaluable contributions to Art Share, including pioneering the BLAST program.
I came to Art Share actually looking for space to create a diversity training program for teenagers. I thought that art was a really good way to bring people together, and it has been a very good way. But when I got here, I had about 100 students that didn't speak English. So what we created was a program where they got 2 hours worth of English classes and 2 hours worth of art classes to help them learn English.So that's how we got started. And then I incorporated that into dance, into film, vocal classes, theater classes, and we incorporated in all the classes now. There was always an English language learning component to all the classes.
The Families and Communities Together program is directed by Ricardo Perez,a passionate artist who uses his talents to encourage youth to rediscover themselves through art, bring them closer to their families, and better understand one another.
The FACT program is a 6-month program that is family-based, so we invite youth that are referred from their school because they're having problems at school, and we invite the families to participate in the program because it's shown that usually when children are having difficulties at school, it's because most likely something's going on at home, and that's why we invite the parents and the youth, so together they can build on improving their communication skills at home.
Art Share's enjoyable, innovative programs have won the hearts of the local students who come and spend their after-school hours in and around the facility, where they can meet like-minded friends and learn and do what they're interested in.
I was a part of spoken word performance, 3 dance classes, a 3D paper mache class, and a painting. So I decided to like take on everything I can, and through each and every class I've learned so much. I've learned so many aspects in art that if you want a painting to be really tangible, you have to think about every single detail there is in like the human face. Dance just taught me to be very disciplined in myself. If I want something, I better go for it, and I can't hold back. It actually opened up my eyes to a big possible range of professions in the dance industry. There's so many things I could go to, and it's overwhelming. Spoken word poetry, it's taught me to actually open up, and it made me realize that my voice is important. There are lots and lots of young adults and teens that feel their voice isn't worth anything, and I just believe that isn't true. So in a lot of my poetry I talk about, you know, we have to speak, we have to be heard, because if not, things are just going to keep on going the way they are. So Archer LA has really helped me become a better person. It's teaching me to be more professional, and I'm ready to take on some other responsibilities a grown person should. If I were to be able to teach here, it would set an example for kids. Like, I was a student here once too, and I'm a teacher now. So it shows progress, and I would just love to get Archer out there. There are too many nonprofit organizations that just go unheard of. So I want to be able to push Archer out there, and along with other ones, so teens could actually have a place to go and, you know, open up their mind.
When we return, we'll learn more about ArtShare and how the arts bring a new dimension to students' lives. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
My name is Enrique Lopez, and I'm 18. I love Archer because Archer made me love art, and it just brought a lot of things to me. It brought dance, and I was able to do my solo and show it to the people. And I love Archer because it's like my second family.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. We are visiting ArtShare, an innovative nonprofit organization in Los Angeles, USA, which uses the arts to improve the lives of at-risk youth and provides family counseling services as well as subsidized housing for low-income local artists. Youth that participate in ArtShare's programs perform better in school and have more definite plans for the future.
We actually have a 92% graduation rate from the students in our program actually graduate from high school, and about 70% of those students typically go on to college. So I think what we're doing, especially now in a time where we recognize that a lot of the arts programs are cut from high schools, we're really filling that gap and providing a very much needed service to where students oftentimes can actually see and understand the outlets that the artistic talent can lead to in a professional capacity.
Hi, I'm Tessa Elbitar, and this is my piece, if you can see it. Well, my parents are both born in Iraq, and I was born here. Well, for me, art is just a big part of my life, and I attended Arts High School, every day I'm doing art, so I think that's the best way for me especially to express myself. And I think that this gallery was a great opportunity to bring my roots into art, which is the thing that I do best. I think it's just a great program, and it's such a good way for kids to just present their art to the public. It's just a great program because it gives us an opportunity that we would never normally have to present ourselves. So I really appreciate everything that they did so far.
ArtShare's work has gained the recognition of Congresswoman Lucille Roybal-Allard of the U.S. House of Representatives, who stated that ArtShare's programs are responsive to the community's needs by empowering individuals and families through artistic development. Executive Director Tracy Kelly now takes us on a tour of this inspirational place of learning.
Welcome to ArtShare. This is the Command Central. This is the center of where everything happens. We have finance here. This is where the kids come and hang out and get their initial hugs and talk to the staff. And then Daniel J. over here makes things happen. This painting, The Graduate, which is one of ArtShare's goals to make sure all the teens that come to the center graduate high school, was done by an artist named Dan Wooster, one of the first professional artists that got involved in ArtShare in the year 2000. This is our art classroom. In here, there's ceramics classes, mosaics classes, painting, graffiti arts. Today is Friday, so if we weren't doing our performance today, we would have graffiti arts class and paper mache class today. Here, as you see, there's another Wooster. And you can see how the students have been working on their last-minute touches for their paintings, which are now hung in the gallery. This is our hall gallery. This is another professional artist that showed his work here 3 months ago, and it was very inspirational art exhibit. We can make art out of anything. So here you are, a graffiti arts chair. And then we'll come back here to our library, where we collect books for students to use for book reports or just general reading. We call it the Leslie Gibb Taplin Library. Leslie was a big supporter of ArtShare. She collects books and makes sure that students always have books to read, whether homeless, low-income, underprivileged. This theater is where we do dance classes, hip-hop, jazz, salsa, karate classes, vocal classes, and acting classes, say the least. As you can see, we have all the student artwork hanging in the gallery. They've been working on it for 6 months. And the theme, as you know, it takes a village, communities working together. And we think it's really, really awesome what they've come up with.
Wow, what a lovely place for young artists to foster their innate creativity and exchange ideas. Our heartfelt thanks go to all the dedicated staff of ArtShare and its volunteers for their loving guidance and support in empowering youth to achieve their life's dreams.
ArtShare has really brought a lot of opportunities to here. I just want to thank them. They're so helpful.
For more details on ArtShare, please visit artsharela.org. Cheerful viewers, we enjoyed your presence today on Good People, Good Works. Join us again next Sunday for the second and final part of our visit to ArtShare Los Angeles. May your spirits be lifted by heavenly inspiration.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.